Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Spring 2014 Clear the Clutter, Ignite Your Energy, and Create More Joy telecall. I'm Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living mentor. And for those of you
conference
who are
recording
just
started
getting used to me, I teach spiritual awakening tools for the overwhelmed professional who want to tame their own inner chatter and soothe their emotions to step forward with renewed understanding of themselves, energy for their projects, and faith in being able to achieve them so that they can make choices that propel themselves forward based on their own innate inner wisdom. I'm so glad that you're here today because what it tells me is that you are a person who strives to step forward in your life. You're someone who wants to make a bigger impact in your community, and by that I mean in with your family, in business, in your neighborhood, any group that you belong to, and indeed the world. It tells me that you have not yet quite discovered, possibly, the formula for clearing clutter out of your way, and or that you want, and more importantly, deserve, more joy and abundance in your life. And I know it's lunchtime, so as promised, I'm going to keep this call a little shorter than others that I offer. And I'm going to be talking about why clutter is bad. And I put that in parentheses because not all clutter is really bad. But I'm going to talk about that and some really easy and relevant approaches to cleaning it up for more energy in your life. And I also have an opportunity to share with you something that will give you additional support around these concepts that I know you may want to have that information. And after I've ended this recording, as a bonus to those people who are here live on the call, I will stay on for questions and answers. So if you can, hang on to that opportunity, okay? Excellent. So let's get to it then. As I mentioned, I work teaching spiritual awakening tools that help you create clarity within. And your internal environment is so important. It's important, so why am I talking about external environment today, and specifically clutter? Well, your internal environment often is affected by external influences. Everything has energy. I've worked as a massage therapist, I've worked as a reflexologist, and I've worked teaching these spiritual awakening tools, and I know that everything has energy. Things, people, nature, our computers have energy, and sometimes their own minds, right? But even clutter has energy, and energy has a profound effect upon us. It can lift us up. It can enhance our life. It can create powerful energy within yourself and around you. Unfortunately, energy can also be drained from us. And clutter has energy. And when it surrounds you, it will, regardless of any intentions that you set, have a draining effect upon you. So let me tell you a story here. I'm known for being an optimist and for always looking at the good in something. Someone just this last weekend said, Laura, do you ever get down? Don't you ever see that there are problems all around us? And of course I do, but now I don't see them as problems. I'm more curious about the solutions. The answers from within my soul that I can uncover to step forward through those problems to remain in joy all the time. It hasn't always been the case. And even now, sometimes I need to grab my own tools that I teach to rebalance myself. Truth be told, there was once a time when my own judgments, my own inner critical person, and my always questioning people's motives led me to a place of living life with drained energy. And that's a really nice way to say I had depression. Not once, but I had several bouts of it over a 20-plus frame. And when I was in the deepest depression ever, I was actually living in my grandmother's old home. She had passed forward, and I was living in this beautiful log cabin that was a summer cabin that she had converted into her home. And I loved this home. It had such unique energy. It was surrounded by the four elements, earth, air, wind, and fire. It had great bones to it. It had lots of light and terraces all over the place. And, of course, it had fond memories of my times with my grandmother. Nonetheless, I found myself in a deep, dark depression. And, yes, it was at the end of winter. But what was happening was I wasn't respecting the home and using all of this great energy at all. I just was ignoring it. In fact, you know, let's just say clutter was creating chaos. And there came one evening, I was doing a lot of soul searching, and I realized that I had to do something about the place that I was in. I received inspiration from my grandmother, and with every cell of my being said, this is going to change. And the next day I called into work and told them that I was going to take a few days off. And I mustered up enough internal energy to make a dent in the clutter. Actually, it was a full-on attack. I opened up all the doors and the windows. I tossed things out. I went on a cleaning frenzy. I moved furniture. And what I did was I gave myself space. Enough space to start my spiraling of my energy upwards and pull myself out of this depression. With the support of some good psychology, I wish I had had the spiritual awakening tools that I have gathered now back then. Because what I had done was good, but it could have been so much better. What happened, though, was I came away with an immense feeling of peace and comfort, and things began to shift in my life. What I had no clue of at that time was just how powerful a journey I was embarking on during that time of clutter clearing. I've since studied clutter and energy flow. I love the concept so much, and it helped shape a lot of things for myself, that I went and became a certified practitioner of interior alignment. What's that mean? Well, it's a form of feng shui and how energy flows in homes as a way to support others in helping them realign their energies for abundance and on purpose and their lives. I came to understand that clutter was indeed energy. Let me emphasize this. Not only is clutter energy, but clutter contains the energy of stagnation. It contains the energy of being unproductive. And it contains the energy of not being able to propel yourself forward. Clutter contains the energy of darkness. It inhibits your personal growth and development. It inhibits your ability to be as successful as you ever want to be in business and in life. Bottom line, clutter inhibits your success, and it inhibits your ability to live in joy. Now, I'm not saying that if you have some piles of paper to organize, you will fall into deep and dark depression and you won't be able to make the wheel churn towards your success, not at all. But the point is, if you want to ignite this energy within you, you have to pay attention to not only your internal energy, your thoughts, your feelings, but you also have to pay attention to the energy that surrounds you. Pay attention to the energy that you put yourself in your home or your office day in and day out. And so the best and easiest place to start to look at this energy that surrounds you is to look at your clutter. Like I said, clutter not only stagnates energy. In fact, it inhibits you from living in the present. I'm going to digress a little bit here from clutter. What do I mean about living in the present, and how do I see that clutter actually inhibits that? When we live in the present, we are not looking at all the challenges on the horizon and becoming fearful of them and what they are and what is this, what is that. We don't worry as much. When we stay in the present, we're solving the challenges here and now. And that sets us up for success. This allows us to enjoy the moment that you're in because you're looking for solutions. We're not looking at fears or challenges, but at the possibilities of what we are trying to accomplish. And the more you operate in the land of possibilities, the more solutions you find, the easier things become, and the more joy you have. So now you know. It is absolutely imperative to live in the present possibilities of your life. So then, how does clutter inhibit this? Clutter does not allow you to stay present. Looking at it and living around it actually draws you into its energy. The to-do piles are facing you. The, oh, well, let me go do that. Let me do this. Oh, I can't reach in my draw of my desk to the scissors that I need right now because of the clutter that resides in there. You can't stay present to the task at hand. Consider the worst culprit of all. The pile of bills on the corner of your desk when you're working on another project. Yes, I had a client once who had them there, and her logic was great for her logic. Her logic was that she put them in the corner of her desk so she wouldn't pay them, or she wouldn't forget to pay them. And of course she wouldn't, because they were in her face all the time. And I don't know about you, but there is no possible way I can stay present to my task at hand when I have bills looking at me. The clutter of the pile of bills draws your attention away and your energy away from the present task at hand. So, like I said, when you don't live in the present, it's difficult to be productive. It's difficult to be solution-oriented, and it's near impossible to stay in joy. So the best way to learn how to stay present is to use decluttering as a spiritual awakening tool, as a way to help you stay present. Decluttering is huge in that first ability to stay present. And I don't mean huge in, oh, gee, it's such a big task and I've got so much clutter and I'm so disorganized. It's not that kind of huge, but huge in allowing yourself to step forward with renewed purpose and energy. When you live without clutter, you have the space, the awareness, and the energy of what is important to you. And you stay open to the present possibilities of life. You work from a place of purpose and passion. And this is the golden gem of it all. Living without clutter is actually the first step in realizing your purpose and your passion and being present to it and working on it day in and day forward. Your dreams, your joy, and your abundance all start to grow. Present possibility opens you up to the energy of future possibilities. And when you declutter, opportunities start to flow easily and almost effortlessly to you when you don't surround yourself with the clutter. So, it's springtime. It is, as I said earlier, before I got on the call, a beautiful spring day out. There's renewed energy in the air. And I cannot emphasize enough the importance of really understanding the impact of energy on our space and surroundings. Think for a second. Just opening up a window and allowing fresh air to come in renews the energy in a space. And I know a lot of organizational experts, and they're great. They help you arrange things and create patterns for yourself that help you become more productive. And they say that decluttering allows you to be more productive. But it goes so much further than this. Once you figure out that living as clutter-free as possible is the gateway to more joy and happiness, wow, you'll be able to do it over and over again, easily and effortlessly. You start creating systems that flow for you. You start being able to be more productive, like the experts say. But it's because you're living in your purpose and on passion that it happens for you. So the first place you might ask is, how do I declutter? Well, I have a really simple process. You carve out time. That's the first thing. You just have to carve out time. And we all have time in our life. We all have 24 hours, 7 days a week, however minutes that breaks down to, and however seconds. We all have the same. And you can always find 10 or 15 minutes a day to do something that you know is going to keep you on your purpose and path. Passion. Let's be honest. How long do you stay looking at your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed, or you watch a TV show that may not be up-leveling your energy? So carve out time. And the declutter process that I and principle that I live by is really easy. It's love it, use it, or lose it. So if you love something, find a home for it. If you love something, it is sacred energy to you, and it will raise your vibration. Find a home for it. If you use something, create a functional place for it. And I'll get into that a little bit more in a moment. And if neither of those first two things exist, if you don't love it and you're not using it, then lose it. Release it. Let it go. Thank it for being in your life, whatever that may be, and you'll create more energy flow. So let's go back to using something and creating a functional place for it. It's really about creating systems. There are two critical concepts to this that I want to point out. The first is creating an easy-to-use system. If it's not easy, then you and your peeps, your family, your personnel in your business, wherever you are, they will not use it if it's not easy. And then what happens? They're not using it, so they don't know where things belong, and clutter begins to reappear again. And I can give you an easy example of this in my home, because I want to be honest with you. I am not the perfect clutter-free person, but I do create great energy in my home. I have dogs, as many of you know, and I love them to death. But they also come with this thing called shedding, and we live on a river. So they run through it, and they have these things called paws. And dirty paws and shedding, they take and consume a lot of time if you allow it. So when I first moved into the river house, we had our combs and brushes in a box, in a cupboard, with the dog towels, in the basement. Not good, you know? It made a mess over and over and over again. And the dogs, you open the door and they came right in. We didn't have a system in place. Now we have a box just inside the back door and a hook for the towels where I can easily grab them. And I have a system, and the dogs and my man know it. They come to the door and stop, and they stop in their place, and I wipe their paws. The dogs, not my guy, okay? Although, oh, that's funny. I wipe the paws of my dogs, but Michael, he's gotten good about taking his work boots off before coming to the house now, too. But my dogs are so good. They've gotten used to my system, and it's bing, bam, boom, 12 paws, and we're done. They know the drill. It happens quickly, and I give them quickly daily combs to keep the shedding at a minimum, and my house is cleaner. I feel better. I'm not walking through leaves and mud and the dirt that's been tracked in. I don't have the bunny, dust bunnies of hair in the corners. So my energy stays up from that. It keeps my house clean and clutter-free from this new system. So the second concept in creating these systems, in using it, of the second concept of my use it, love it, use it, or lose it principle, is that it's critical to decluttering that you create new energetically inspiring systems. So you can declutter and create a system of stagnation all around you. So your energy is not being up-leveled. It's actually going, ugh, when you're around it. It drains you. And I had a client once. When I work with clients, and I don't do it much anymore, but I used to go into their homes and do consultations from there. I do that on Skype now. But I send out a pre-questionnaire, and one of the things she answered on it was that she didn't really like entering her house. She would hem and haw, she'd drive in, stop the car, and hem and haw before going in the house. And she actually thought that something was wrong with her, that she didn't want to be at home. And so I drove over to her house, and when I saw, when I opened the door, I saw this row of shoes. Right? And that's natural. Many people have shoes right inside the front door. But this row of shoes, you opened the door, and the row of shoes was just beyond the door. So I looked at her and said, it's an interesting way of, it's not the typical solution for shoes. What's up? And she said, well, I had to train my kids to stop in their tracks and take off their shoes so they wouldn't muddy her house. But what was happening was it also inhibited the flow of energy into her home. And it's not surprising that she didn't want to go into her home because the energy physically stopped at these shoes. So her kids were older. We chose to shift this and the entranceway to her home, and it's no surprise that she started loving coming home after work. She loved that concept so much that at her business, the first thing she worked at was her main entrance and how she felt when she opened the door to her office. This creation of positive energy flow in your home is called Feng Shui. It's an ancient Chinese system of balance in your home, of free energy flow. There are many schools of this philosophy, but they all focus on energy flow. Feng Shui stands for wind and water, the allowance of energy to flow freely in a way that allows abundant energy to come to you, that allows joyful energy to come to you. So I'm going to take a drink here, a sip right here, and then do something fun with you. I want you to take a second and close your eyes. And I want you to imagine standing at the door to the closed door to your home or office. And when I say so, in your mind's eye, we're going to open the door. Okay? So take a deep breath in and out and imagine yourself standing at this door. Okay, go ahead, open it. And I want you to visualize a small, slow-moving stream of water flowing through the open door with you and meandering throughout your space. Where does it go? How does this water flow? Where does it go freely and easily? And where does it get stopped? What barriers stop it? What kind of structures are in the way of this water flow? Is there clutter? Now, imagine the feel of a light breeze coming through that front door. Where does this breeze carry easily and effortlessly? Does it get stopped at another door? Does it go straight out another window? Imagine it. Does it cross tabletops and up over shelves? Does it flow easily amongst these things, or does it get thrown off as it's flowing by clutter? This is actually what a Feng Shui practitioner will do. They will follow the flow of energy to help see where barriers are and where they might exist to blockages in different aspects of your life. And then they help create ways that allow for energy to flow with greater ease. And I love this exercise. You can open your eyes now. It can provide such great insight for yourself. If you just shift and morph as if you're water or wind and see what happens to the energy as it flows through an office. You step into your office and you look at your desk. Where does the energy flow and where does it get stopped? So, when you do this, it shows the best place to start decluttering and how to begin shifting the energy in your home. And I'm going to share a secret with you about exactly where to start. But before I do that, I want to share with you a way that you can have additional support and learning around this, because many of my clients and friends have been asking me to do this for a long time, and I've finally listened to them, and I've created an opportunity. See, I've been doing this for work as part of my process with clients in their homes, but I've really gone to more of a virtual business model. And I wanted to find a way to help create more joy in people's lives and use the sacred tool of Feng Shui. And I love it because creating shifts in homes and offices can be done easily without much time, effort, or money as long as you have the basis of the tools. The energy of a space can be lifted quickly and easily for more joy and abundance in your life. So I've decided that I use when starting to work on a client's space with anyone who feels called to it. I am offering an introductory soul-wise Feng Shui everyday lifestyle class where you can learn to quickly make shifts that allow for greater flow, for greater energy in your life, giving you that joy and that abundance. And I think that springtime is the best time to be doing this because April is here, and April showers bring May flowers, and May flowers help us blossom. So the Feng Shui, the Soulwise Feng Shui Everyday Program is beginning in May, and it's designed for people just like you who are busy. It's designed for people who want more support in their lives and more clarity. It's designed for people who understand that this support can come quickly and easily just by shifting and tweaking energy. But you need a little help. So it's a 4-week program of weekly 1-hour webinars that serve as a guide to creating a home or an office that supports you, that uplifts you, one that is free of clutter and has incredible loving and positive energy. It's designed to help you bring this energy to you to step forward in all of the brilliance that you have to offer. You will get an introduction to feng shui, how areas of your space relate to your actual life, and how you can create and how you right now are creating blockages that you don't even know you're creating. How to shift these easily, effortlessly, and with minimal, if not no money, to have that flow of abundance come to you instead of working so hard to try to find it. You'll discover how to keep it flowing once you've created good energy flow. And there are bonuses and so much more. There's a fifth-week Q&A call for you. Again, we begin on May 8th. Your energy will blossom just like May flowers. And the course itself is $67. But I have more. Because so many people say, oh, a webinar, that's great, it's wonderful, I'll get really good content, and it juices me, but I want a little extra. So I've added the opportunity to choose the course and a one-on-one private session with me, where I will do a pre-questionnaire to access the energy flow presently in your home. You'll send me pictures, you can send me a video if you'd like. But I'll create from that a specific personalized plan to remove blockages that you create. And not only will I create this plan and send it back to you, but I'm also going to personally walk it through you in a plan on a Skype session so that you can understand my theories behind it and the whys behind it. So if the course serves you, that's great. It's just $67. But you can get both the course and the private session for a very low $197. Of course, I can only do a few of these because of my time constraints. If it speaks to you and you say, hey, I want this course, or hey, I want this course and time with an expert, head over to my website and find out a little bit more about the program. It's at www.fullwiseliving.com/Feng Shui today. And if it serves you and you want to dive deeper into understanding the energy flow to help you engage in your brilliance and not work as hard as you are right now, I would love to have you join the program. So, again, that's at soulwiseliving.com/Feng Shui today. And Feng Shui is spelled F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I. So that is my additional resource for you if it calls you. But I want to go back to decluttering and energy flow. And I told you that I would share the secret of where to begin to declutter. And so I will. If you've been listening and listening well to this call, I've already alluded to where to start several times during the call. Can you guess? It's at your front door. Why? The Chinese call the front door the mouth of qi, qi being the word for energy. And what better place to begin than at the beginning of where energy starts to move and flow into your office or your home? Decluttering your entranceway, the outside of it, just inside of it, as well as the direction that you head when you first step through the threshold is exactly where you need to begin in this process. So making sure that the entranceway doesn't have any blockages to it, that even the threshold, that the door opens easily and effortlessly. When you step in, that you can actually step in, that there's not clutter stopping you. There is a natural flow to direction when you first step into a home or an office or a room. And your head and your mind's eye automatically go there. That space, that beginning path, needs to be clutter-free. If energy is not drawn to your doorway in the first place, it's not going to enter. If the door gets stuck, energy is not going to flow easily into it. If once a door opens and it gets stuffed by clutter right there, well, it gets stopped and it's not going to support you. And if it doesn't know, if you don't tell the energy where you want it to flow, and you can create that, if you don't tell the energy where you want it to flow to help support your joy and abundance, it's not going to flow there. It's going to flow somewhere else. Oftentimes I see doors open, and they open onto several steps away or one room away, a window. And there's nothing to guide the energy into the room. The energy is going to come straight through that front door and right out the back window and bypass you and take all its joy and abundance with it. So that's where you need to start, is at the front door, because you want that energy to flow to you. You want to create the intention of where that energy is going to go once it comes into your household. And those are the principles of Feng Shui. Remember to love it, use it, or lose it. Everything has energy. Internal thoughts do, emotions do. Other people have energy. As well, your space does. You need to surround yourself with positive chi, positive energy, as often as possible, if not always. Because let's face it, life gives us curveballs. And if we want to hit home runs with it, we need to create easy and effortless ways to step into that curveball. Self-growth and development and business success and personal success is not always an easy course. Why not support yourself as you step forward this spring into your brilliance by decluttering and arranging your space so energy actually flows to it, to you, to support you? It's one of the quickest ways that I know of to stop efforting at work and at play. When you create space that resonates within you, blockages can seemingly just fall away. You deserve more joy. You deserve less blockages. You deserve to have energy flow to you. You deserve more abundance. And this is my greatest secret to getting more. Start decluttering at the beginning. Start at the mouth of chi. Start at your doorway to allow for the greatest energy flow to impact you with exponential abundance and joy coming to you. Remember to use the formula, love it, use it, and systematize the use with concepts of energy flow in mind, or lose it. Again, you know, it is April, and it's been a long winter for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. It's been a long winter. And as April showers come through, it still feels a little dank and long and a little damp, right? But it's soon going to turn to May, and the flowers are going to grow, and there is no greater time to do this, to use the power of spring, of new beginnings, of planting, if you will, your aspirations. Declutter and see how much you grow in joy and abundance in the coming months. And I did say that I was going to end the call a little shorter than I do because it is lunchtime. But before I end the recording, I do want to remind you that I'll be staying on, if you're live right now with me, for Q&As afterward. I'll be happy to answer questions about the Soulwise Feng Shui Everyday Program. You can go look at it at soulwiseliving.com/Feng Shui Today, FengShui Today. I'll answer questions about the content of this call, and I may answer anything else that's on your mind about how to live more soul-wise and enjoy. And thank you for being on the call. I really do appreciate your sharing your lunchtime or whatever time it is for you when you're on the call or listening with me. And I'll leave you with this. Remember that energy is everything. Surround yourself with the best possible uplifting energy possible. People, thoughts, feelings, space. It brings clarity to your life, adds creativity to your day, and allows you to stay in the present possibilities of life. It juices you. Surround yourself with the positive energy flow for greatest joy and abundance possible. I believe you deserve it. I know you deserve it. And I hope that you believe that too. So enjoy the rest of the day. This is Laura Clark, your Soulwise Living Mentor. And as I always say, keep smiling. Okay. And I am back. All right. And I'm going to take mute. All right. So if there's anybody here, I don't have control of my dashboard right now. So just chime in if you have a question.
Laura, this is Cindy. It says that you're going to do these on Thursday. What time of day? Lunchtime?
No, I'm going to do them Thursday evenings. And I believe I had somewhere in there at 8:30.
It may be. I just scanned it real fast, so yeah. I might have missed it.
I might have missed putting it on there, Cindy. I'm going to be doing them at 8:30, and there will be calls, certainly. There will be recordings of each of the calls. My audience is made up of both entrepreneurs and business professionals, and it's the best time that they when I've done my surveys to do them. So yeah.
Yep, that's a great time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Has anybody started decluttering yet?
Well, actually, I started on a drawer where you were talking, just out of shame.
Well, you know, I was saying that, I'm not perfect, Cindy, we all know that, and I have my left-hand drawer on my desk tends to gather clutter if I'm not very conscious of it, so that's usually an example I can go to pretty easily, yeah.
I'm pretty much a clutter queen, so.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody else have any questions at this lunchtime? No? All right. Was this a good time? If you want to chime in, was this a good time for a call for people?
It was a great lunch break, yeah. Absolutely for me. Thanks.
Yeah? Good, good. It's hard to know when people are available to listen into to concepts and growth. That's for sure. All right. Well, if nobody has any other questions, I am going to let you go. And
have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Cindy. Have a great afternoon and enjoy the weather as today. It's not showering here, so I'm going to go out and take a quick walk and get some fresh air myself.
Sounds like a great time.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Have a great afternoon, everyone.